This is an Aero News Touch and Go for July 23, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. As if making a VFR flight into Oshkosh this weekend isn't challenging enough, now there's a presidential TFR in effect for the Chicago area. Actually, four of them. The main one is called Area A, with a radius of 30 miles, centered on a point 18.5 miles from the Northbrook VOR on the 155-degree radial. It's in effect today from 4 to 9 p.m. Three smaller TFRs will be in effect at various times, so make sure to check NOTAMs before transiting the Chicago area. Lance Air International has a new chief operating officer. Thomas A. Bowen started on Monday. The company says Bowen's responsibilities will center on managing operations, including identifying future product opportunities, product positioning, and growing the company through the development of innovative products like the newly announced Evolution line. Among the lines on his resume, Bowen served as VP of Engineering and Strategic Programs for the former Columbia Aircraft Company. The Columbia 400, now known as the Cessna Corvallis 400TT, was the most successful of the aircraft developed by Columbia. Stratus Aircraft has reached the point in the development of its Stratus 714 Very Light Personal Jet that it's ready to start taking customer deposits. Anxious to avoid any resemblance to recent situations in which depositors on new aircraft lost their money, Stratus has launched what it calls the Assurance Deposit Program. In a nutshell, deposits will be held in an interest-bearing escrow account with Wells Fargo, where the funds remain secure until applied to a progress payment that's made after a formal aircraft purchase agreement has been signed. Kevin Jordan, chief sales officer at Stratus, explains, quote, "When you order a new Stratus 714, you don't part with your money. You simply move it to an interest-bearing account for future use. It's liquid and it's refundable," unquote. A similar escrow system has been used by Icon Aircraft for customers securing delivery positions for the A5 Light Sport Amphibian. Demonstrating qualified customer demand is often helpful in securing investment, and nothing talks like money in the bank. The Stratus 714 promises four passengers 400 knots at 41,000 feet with a 1,500 nautical mile range. Proponents of continued production of the F-22 Raptor have lost a round in the fight. The U.S. Senate apparently takes President Obama's veto threat seriously and has stripped $1.75 billion meant to sustain F-22 production from a defense appropriations bill. Both the president and Defense Secretary Robert Gates say more F-22s are not needed. CNN reports that the vote was not along traditional party lines, with support for the funding coming from members of both parties with jobs at risk in their states. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. ATA says demand for airline seats is still weak. Delta's big loss is still better than last year. And Continental Airlines still wants its Dreamliners, whenever they're ready. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, my guest is veteran airshow performer Bud Granley. I'll ask Bud how airshows have changed since he started performing in 1960. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.